And the first part of that commandment is the ministry of the word of God. But there is a second part also required. And the instructor says, secondly, that all the days of my life I cease from my evil works and yield myself to the Lord to work by his Holy Spirit in me and thus begin in this life the eternal Sabbath. So it is not only holy labor upon the Sabbath day, but there is also holy rest upon the Sabbath day. And the instructor says that I must cease from my evil works. He does not say I have to cease all my work and let it all be. No, we may not be slothful. We are called upon to labor those 6 days of the week. Remember, that's also in this commandment. But then the Heidelberg Catechism says I must cease from my evil works, not only on the Lord's Day, but every day of the week. And notice, he says, my evil works. Because what can I bring forth, congregation, of myself, of the earth, earthy? We are carnal and sold under sin. We are not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So all the works, they are fruits that are not acceptable, not pleasing unto the Lord. I cannot bring forth anything that is good, no fruit from thee henceforward forever. But what does it then mean to cease from that evil work? Oh, you see that. Then whoso loveth God sinneth not. That is the new man. The old man continues to sin, cannot do anything else but sin. But if the Lord gives a new man, now there you have the strife. There you have the warfare in God's children. But also, congregation, then there is something of that serving God without fear, in holiness and righteousness all the days of our life. Oh, then it is again not only on the Sabbath day that I try to cease from my evil works. That I say one day is for the Lord and 6 days are for myself and I do as I please. No, then we are nothing but a hypocrite, a name Christian at best. No, but how, you say, can I now cease from my evil works? Of myself, I cannot do that, no. But that new man desires to cease from those evil works. And what does the new man then do? They begin to acknowledge their sin unto the Lord. They will confess it unto God what they have done evil. They say, all my sin and all my sinfulness, my impotence and my rebellion and my unwillingness, Lord. Oh, and then there is a begging, Lord, wilt thou now work with that spirit in me? Grant me to be humbled before thy countenance. Oh, wilt thou now give in truth, that I may say, Lord, be merciful unto me, a sinner. Then you will seek forgiveness by the blood of the Lamb. Then there is no desire to wallow in sin. That old man continually will go that way. But the new man and the strife, oh, that can be so severe. And that the new man many times lies under in that strife, that is also true. But the Lord will maintain and will give that victory at last. And then you come already to that part, yielding myself to the Lord to work by his Holy Spirit in me. Yes. And how can I now yield myself? Then I must say, Lord, I wait upon thee. Wilt thou do that work? I cannot bring the Spirit inside. But wilt thou keep me from resisting that Holy Spirit? And wilt thou be pleased to give the workings of that Spirit in my heart? I am not able, but Lord, thou art powerful and gracious, merciful and full of loving kindness. Oh, thou hast a multitude of mercy, and that shall be needed against that multitude of my transgressions. But Lord, give me now to yield unto thee. You know what the bride says, draw me and we shall run after thee. Now, if you know nothing else to pray anymore in this regard, say, Lord, draw me then, and then I shall run after thee. Come and work with thy Spirit. And then, thus, in that way, when the Spirit works, begin in this life the eternal Sabbath. In the Old Testament, the Sabbath was the seventh day. But then, and they also came in heaven, oh yes, God's people. But then in the New Testament, Christ showed that he is Lord of the Sabbath, and he took the first day as his own, because that is the day that he rose. The day that he showed himself unto his disciples and said, peace be unto thee. The days in which the disciples came together, as we heard from Troas. The day by God's providence that was always kept as the Lord's day. And why is that now? Why does the poet say in 118, this is the day of God's salvation that he has made and sanctified? Do you know why? In the old covenant, we had to work. We had to work. And then there was a day of rest following. But what has Christ now done for his people? He has merited for them salvation. And so in his great mercy, he says to his people, now you have a day that you may rest at first. Delight yourself in me and in my salvation. And then I shall supply out of that fullness, grace for grace, that you then can do the works of thankfulness. Oh, and if now the Holy Spirit begins to work in me, oh, then there is but a small beginning in the best of God's people, so to speak. And that is true. But there is a desire that the Lord will continue and that he will uphold. Oh, and what shall it then be? There is a rest remaining unto the people of God. Because the older they become and the further that the Lord leads them, the more weary they become of self. The more weary they become of this world. The more weary the Lord makes his people that they will desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Oh, the beginning of that eternal Sabbath day. A few days ago, I was called from the Netherlands and there was a friend of 90 years old. Clearly drawn out of the world and brought under the truth and converted. He served in the consistory many years. And a few weeks ago, he was sitting at the Lord's table. And his heart was filled. And the minister said to the people at the table, he said, if it is now good, I may desire to stay here. He said, no minister, I desire to go home. That came forth out of the fullness of his heart. And it did not take 2 weeks. And then he was himself in glory. He did not see death, see his wife. Now, then you begin the eternal Sabbath. And whoever is then one of God's children, the Lord knows the heart. Then they shall all begin that eternal Sabbath day here. But then when they are delivered, oh, then they shall rest from their labors and their works do follow them. Yes, rest from their labors. What is that then? Then I may rest from my labor, rest from my sin, rest from my suffering, rest from the afflictions, rest from everything and from self, to be forever delivered from all these things. Oh, and then to go into the presence of the Lord And the works that that new life has done, oh, they shall follow. They do not go and pave the way before me. No, they follow. But they enter into that rest that the Savior has prepared by his labor. And then he says, oh, and in the house of my Father are those many mansions. And I have prepared that mansion for you. Oh, then the Father says, come in, thou blessed of my Father. And inherit now that portion that I have prepared for you. Oh, what shall it now be, young and old? Serious tidings have come to us in the last couple of weeks. A knock here and a knock there, and oh, and then it continues. But what does it now do for profit? Oh, children and young people, older ones, what does it now do in our heart? We cannot do anything. I know that. That is not the point here. But do we bring it before the Lord and say, Lord, wilt thou come along with it? Wilt thou now sanctify those callings? That the Lord may see, have you seen not only the evil of sin and the end of sin? That's death. But that he now may open your eyes what you are missing. That you become jealous in a holy manner, jealous of that portion that God's children have received. Oh, they shall never look back anymore. But they are forever in the presence of the other saints, in the presence of the angels, in the presence of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Oh, what shall that be, resting from our labors? As long as the Lord grants it here below and he strengthens, then we must and we desire to labor, yes. But oh, when the Lord comes over and says it is enough, then he carries them into Abram's bosom. Oh, shall you be there? Shall you be there, my dear congregation? But there is a people that shall surely come there. Though they often will fear and tremble here below, that is also true. But the work that God has for those begun shall by his grace be fully done. Oh, yes. He does not come back upon his word. Seek ye him and live, and then you shall live forever, forever in the presence of God triune, and then we shall sing his praises forevermore. Amen.